Anakin decided he should have known better. It would take more than a tearful reunion, if Hutts had that depth of feeling in them, to make Jabba see reason. "Okay, I'm the one you've got the problem with," Anakin said. "Let Ahsoka leave with my astromech. She saved your son a dozen times since we found him on Teth. She doesn't deserve this." Ahsoka's eyes darted from face to face. She didn't speak Huttese. She had no idea what was going on, other than that the trouble wasn't over. She looked like she'd fought off an army. Magna Guards weren't battle droids. Anakin was amazed she'd survived.
"She saved Rata," Anakin thought. "In the end, she saved him. I didn't. I can't save anyone, even when I try."
"Tell Lord Jabba," she said to TC-70, "that he needs to speak to Senator Amidala. I got a comm message when jamming stopped. General Kenobi said she needed to speak to him urgently about his uncle Zero. He's been arrested."
Jabba moved to the comm link on his dais even before TC-70 finished two words. So Jabba understood basic just fine. Anakin noted that. He'd always suspected the Hutt did, but the terror of the moment was so intense that even the words "Senator Amidala" didn't set his pulse pounding.
"Padme, my wife. Hey, that's my wife."
The hologram of Padme appeared instantly, as if she'd been waiting for a long time to take the message.
"Lord Jabba,"
she bowed her head, ever the diplomat,
"your Uncle Zero has been arrested after conspiring with Count Dooku to kidnap your son and depose you, and incriminating the Jedi to sabotage negotiations with the Republic."
"Prove it,"
TC-70 translated.
"Lord Jabba says prove it."
"You can speak to Zero now, Lord Jabba, from the custody cell."
Padme leaned out of the margin of the image, and her place was taken by a hologram of a Hutt.
"You better have a good story, Zero."
Zero started begging right away.
"Nephew, I would never harm Rata. Dooku made me do it. He threatened me. He threatened to kill me."
"You should have let him. Because when I get hold of you, I'll make you understand that Hutt does not betray Hutt. I've seen enough. Put me back to the Senator."
Padme reappeared. Anakin edged into the transmitter's field of view so she could see him. She smiled, a little distant, but he could see she was playing the politician today. Their marriage was as much a secret for her sake as his.
"General Skywalker,"
she said, bowing her head again.
"Thank you for your assistance in resolving this."
"And thank you, Senator." Anakin hoped he was doing his gritty warrior expression, but judging by Ahsoka's expression, he wasn't succeeding. It was hard to stand at the brink of death and have your secret love intervene and not let that show on your face. Padawan Tano, Captain Rex, and Torrent Company of the 501st were all instrumental in achieving this. And there goes Padme, saving me. She smiled her professional smile again, but she almost winked.
"Lord Jabba, perhaps now we can agree on Republic use of your routes for military traffic and bring this war to an end."
TC-70 translated. Jabba, bouncing Rata on his belly the way a human would use their knee, laughed raucously like his old self.
"Tell the Senator it's a deal. And I want Dooku brought to justice too."
That was the moment at which Anakin felt he could safely let his legs give way to the adrenaline and fall off the dais. Instead, he simply stepped down, beckoned to Ahsoka to follow him, and walked out of the chamber to find R2-D2. If he ever came back to Tatooine again, it would be too soon.